This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is one of the things that people all over the country, all over the world, most associate with New York City. It's a moment of great pride for New York City, a huge, joyous event, and literally people all over the world ring in the new year through watching this event in Times Square.
That's Mayor Bill de Blasio, New York City, talking about what the security will be like there. We are getting closer to the new year. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope that you have plans or you're going to lay low, but just enjoy the changing of the calendar. I do like New Year's. I do like the idea of the fresh, the new, the whatever. I don't know why. But 2018, how do we get here? How do we whip through 2017, the year that was? And what a crazy, insane year we had. Rest assured that we will look at what the movies are, your cheap movie review, that are showing right now. And actually, there's a couple that are pretty popular, right? They're pretty popular, including a movie called Downsizing and Pitch Perfect. And then there's a Guy movie that's pretty funny that we'll throw in. Will Ferrell's one of the people in that. And we'll let you hear little snippets of those movies coming up. But if we look at the year in review here at the top, and I'm going to race through some of what I pulled out, and we've done this in our last show a little bit. I think, politically speaking, Donald Trump, of course, becomes the 45th president of the United States. The day after he was inaugurated, there were people that some people went attaboy and some people went berserk, fearing that there would be all kinds of problems economically, etc. And that didn't happen economically. If anything, the stock market soared. Then you had former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn booted from the White House over Russian contacts. You had the controversy over a lot of data breaches, none bigger than Equifax, which really turned over the personal information, comprised the personal information of nearly half of all Americans. So that was catastrophic. And speaking of tragedies, the hurricane season, I mentioned this already, but in a previous show, Harvey, Irma, Maria, Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico are going to take a long time to recover from that, frankly. In Las Vegas, 58 people died in the worst mass shooting in American history. That was brutal. New York City saw its worst terror attack since 9/11. There were other things that that happened and sparked debate too, as well. And there were certainly moments that brought people together. There was the sentencing of, or lack of a sentence, for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, the U.S. Army soldier who disappeared from his base in Afghanistan in 2009 and was captured by the Taliban, avoided jail time despite pleading guilty to desertion and misbehavior in front of the enemy. So, wow, how about that? If you remember, in 2014, there was the crazy prisoner swap with the Taliban, and his case just exploded. It became huge. So Bergdahl did not do jail time. There was the story of, which I love this story, and I just saw it the other day. Here's a positive story for you. The WAVE that they're doing in at the University of Iowa. There's a children's hospital that is practically on top of the University of Iowa's stadium in Iowa City. And before the season kicked off, a fan named Christy Young had a brilliant idea. You never know where these ideas are going to come. And what she said is that they should wave to the kids one of the minutes during every game. The Facebook post went viral, and on September 2nd, when the Hawkeyes football team hosted Wyoming. 68,000 plus fans rose, turned to the hospital, and waved to the sick kids who, frankly, are riddled with cancer, leukemia, you name it. And now it's become huge. It's become this huge, meaningful thing. Oh, my gosh. And there was even a group of mothers that raised $250,000 for the hospital by selling T-shirts. You never know where an idea is going to come from. I love that idea. Oh, I love, love, love that idea. Then you had the story of, this is another sad one, the 20-year-old who sent dozens of texts encouraging her boyfriend to commit suicide. And the boyfriend's name was Conrad Roy. Her name, Michelle Carter. And he eventually did what she told him to do. He got into a truck, filled it with carbon monoxide, and died. So Carter was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter, sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. She'll serve 15 months. This case was big because it was the first to determine the legality of telling someone to commit suicide. Some legal experts say it could set a very bad legal precedent. And there is some merit to that, I think. Here's a guy that I used to listen to. He had a beautiful voice and was one of my favorites. Soundgarden singer Chris Cornell, who, his voice, the grunge music era, but he was more than that. I hate to put that label on him. He was found unresponsive in his hotel room. His death was ruled a suicide by hanging. He was one of many people, celebrity-wise, that we lost, just 52 years old, and, oh my gosh, just absolutely loved his voice, loved his music. I mean, you know, absolutely. Then we had the story of the, of Beachgate. And I bring up Beachgate because I have family members in New Jersey, and I remember this was a big deal for them. They sent me a text to tell me that just before the 4th of July, Governor Chris Christie was spotted outside his residence on Island Beach State Park. He had just closed the beach to the public and all the other state parks in New Jersey thanks to a government shutdown, but he was on the beach. The photo was a source of wicked memes. New Jersey residents told the governor to, and this is them, I'm quoting, get the hell off the beach. A few weeks before Beachgate, a poll found Christie's approval ratings had dumped to 15%, making him the least popular governor in any state in the past 20 years. So after they struck a deal ending the three-day shutdown in time for the holiday, he announced he was headed right back to the beach. Oh, it was so brutal. He was sitting on the beach, and they had pictures of him. And after he had closed it off to everybody else, oh, everybody else was closed off. Unbelievable. I mean, seriously, unbelievable. I'm just going to put it that way. All right, and then how about this? Researchers are searching for treasure in rural South Dakota, a gold mine. Potential secrets explaining how the universe was created. What? The mine in Leeds, South Dakota, once hosted gold rushes in the 1800s. It's going to be home to scientists participating in the largest U.S.-based particle physics experiment. How about that? I want to know how that story ends. That was a big story from 2017. We're going to the movies next.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Retired, kicking back, and you get that nice discount when you go to the movies. Maybe you're looking to go to the movies because it's not going to cost you the arm and the leg that it costs the rest of us. I just want you to think about this for a second. If you had an offer to shrink, to become, you know, a few inches tall, but live this amazing life in this small, small land where you would be a bazillionaire with wanting for nothing, driving expensive cars in little land, but you would not be in the big people's land, would you take that offer? This is the premise of the movie, Downsizing. Here, take a listen.
The cause of all the catastrophes we are seeing today is overpopulation. We are proud to unveil the only practical remedy to humanity's gravest problem. Are you ready, Doctor?
Yes, I'm ready.
Wow, that is wild, isn't it? It's just wild.
That's Dave Johnson.
Hey, everybody.
And Kate.
Carol, he never struck me as the kind of guy who'd go get small.
Downsizing takes the pressure right off.
Plus, you're really making a difference.
You mean all that crap about saving the planet?
Yeah.
Downsizing is about saving yourself. We live like kings. Got best houses, best restaurants, Cheesecake Factory. Got three of them.
In Leisureland, your $52,000 translates to $12.5 million to live more for life.
Wow. Do you understand that you will undergo the permanent and irreversible medical procedure commonly known as downsizing, and that your bodies will be approximately 0.0364% of their current mass and volume?
Nervous?
Little.
I'll see you on the other side.
Love you.
You think we're in the normal world. And then something happens.
Oh my God.
And you realize we're not.
Yes. So there you go. Downsizing. Gotta like the music, right? It is scientists discover how to shrink humans to 5 inches tall. It's the overpopulation problem. Matt Damon's in it. Kristen Wiig is in it. And one ends up not going through with it. One ends up choosing to take the adventure. The movie was written by Alexander Payne with Jim Taylor, and he was the director. He did Sideways and a bunch of other movies that I really like. It's getting okay ratings, you know, Rotten Tomatoes 51%. I don't know, I like the premise, though. So if you like the idea of it, it might be the right movie for you. Maybe you catch it at a matinee, or maybe you wait until it's streaming and then you watch it. How about this one? If you like comedies, it's called Father Figure.
There are over 70 million fathers in the U.S. Inventive fathers, athletic, brave. But not everyone knows who their father is. For 40 years, we thought we did. Until today.
I wasn't sure who your father was.
How does that work?
It was the crazy 70s. Monogamy wasn't exactly a priority.
I've always wondered where I got my zest for lovemaking.
Now we know.
Our father been out there this whole time.
Here we go.
Operation Who's Your Daddy? The top mission is finding dad. Submission is going to be having stone crabs. Mission below that, getting you laid.
Mom actually dated Carrie Bradshaw?
Do you remember a woman named Helen Baxter?
Talk about a blast from the past.
She had the tightest ass you've ever seen.
A mouth.
And that tongue.
And a set of knockers.
Damn near cost us a Super Bowl.
She's our mom.
Why don't you just stop this foolishness?
This is it.
What are you doing here?
We think we're your sons.
Excuse me for a minute.
There is no way those two jackasses are my kids.
He runs hot, just like you.
Give the man a ride.
He could easily be a serial killer.
Are you a serial killer?
I am not a serial killer.
You just emphasized the word serial. Like, I'm a killer, but I'm not a serial killer.
But that was totally unintentional.
You're still not saying, I promise I'm not a killer. We can give you a ride, but
those aren't too tight, are they? Almost kill you, can't kill you.
Hello.
Dad. The runner!
You shot Dad.
What was that?
I think it was a person.
The universe has a tendency to point in the right direction.
Yes.
Guys, my Negro spider senses is tingling. Oh. Not the Soul Train, guys.
Father Figure.
Baxter.
Does the name Helen Baxter ring a bell?
It does more than ring a bell. She was like a dick whisperer.
She's our mom.
All we did was cut.
All right, so the
you want to see someone
father
who can
figures,
catch.
I think we get it. Father figures includes Owen Wilson, Ed Helms, a whole bunch of actors that you would certainly know. Terry Bradshaw, you heard him in there. And this movie has not done very well as far as critics are concerned. Like 22% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's comedy, 2 hours and 5 minutes. So that would be a long wait to get to Father Figures, I think, to get to the gist of it. Pitch Perfect 3 will definitely find an audience. Plus, it's PG-13, so no worries of language. Check it out.
It's a camera.
It's right there. The Barden Bellas, an unlikely group of not men who somehow managed to win at something that didn't have to do with baking.
I can hear you.
They've graduated college, have spread their wings, and are attempting to fly.
The fire players delight with a shot of white privilege.
Hopefully not becoming the failures we all expect them to be.
I feel really good about where I'm at right now. I'm trying to get into vet school. Fingers crossed.
Where are they now?
My name is Fat Amy Winehouse, so let's get cracking. I quit my job.
You got fired?
No, I quit. It's fine.
Oh, come on. This is a real reaction.
I would do anything to sing with you guys again. Anything.
You guys, every year the USO puts on this performance to support the troops in Europe. What if I could get us an invite?
Yeah, I've suddenly got a bunch of free time, so... Hell yeah!
Here we go, here we go. It's my turn.
Guys, we've never competed against bands that actually have instruments, so what's the plan?
I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. I'm coming out.
Aww, you guys just sing other people's songs. Like karaoke.
Karaoke?
No.
That's so cute.
Calamity, this is Serenity, Veracity, and Charity.
If I joined your group, I could be Obesity.
Another day on stage for the Bellas. This is their big plummet.
Their fade out.
Into nothingness.
You sure about this?
Have I ever let you down?
All the time.
What?
You're very unreliable. It's like one of the hallmarks of your personality.
You're not remembering all the times I've been awesome.
Oh! Let's talk to finish this.
Dignity. Yeah, well, we don't do it. There you go. Pitch Perfect. Very popular. Has an audience. And did not as well on Rotten Tomatoes either, 31%. But it will find the young girls that like to go and see Anna Kendrick, Rebel Wilson, and the rest of the crew. If you go to the movie, send me your cheap movie review to americatonight.net. Hang with us. Coming up next, it's a true love story here on ATN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Tonight we're joined by Connie Berry, and he's written a book called My Connie. And boy, his affection for his wife and what it was like coming to America and meeting her, that chance meeting, is such a fascinating romantic story. And we're continuing to find out more about Connie. Pradeep, last time we were talking about Connie, you told us about how you met her, and it was such a surprise, and how that relationship unfolded. There's a message in that, I think, to other people, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a message, you know. The message is basically that, in my 100% opinion, you know, that the destiny, you know, that creates circumstances. And it was my destiny, regardless, you know, whether I was born in India or, of course, yes, I was born in India, and I was born into the very wealthy family. But that does not mean anything, because all those tragedies which I mentioned last time, you know, regarding I losing my mother, my second mother, and then after that my third mother came, you know, and then she basically misbehaved with us. She did not want us, and then we practically had nothing with us, and my father never supported our grandfather, did not leave anything for us. He gave us education, then he left every single thing for his own children, and after that I was well educated. Then I started goofing up over there, you know, because I was very confused, you know. So it was all happening, you know, because God had predicted, you know, when I born that, you know, there is a way because I have to go to USA. And then, and I only had $7 with me. And then when I landed in Frankfurt, I wanted to turn around back from Frankfurt. And actually then when I sat down in the plane, the plane was on the terminal. And I think that was the last chance because I got panic attack and I told I'm getting out, you know. So I think they could have arrested me. But the captain came to me. He said, Mr. Berry, what is the matter with you? I said, sir, you know, I really want to go back to India because I think I don't want to go to USA. So he said, you know, show me your ticket, you know. So I said, well, I have this ticket. So he said, do you know this ticket is restricted for 14 days? I said, I did not know. So he said, well, how much money you have? I said, $7. He said, listen, Mr. Berry, first of all, though, I cannot let you off, you know. And also, since you are not well or something, I don't want to take any chances. But let me tell you one thing. You will be stuck there, you know. So my advice is that you go and stay 14 days and I will make your reservation, you know, while coming back on the 30th and just spend 14 days and come back. I sat down, you know. Then one day, $1 I spent on my, at that time, you know, just to, for a, I don't know, I just gave it to them, you know, for waiter something and I don't know. So then when I landed, you know, I told my cousin's husband that I want to go tomorrow. Then he was saying, very upset. So then that's how the whole fight started, you know. So then he told me that you have to work under me and I'm not going to give you a penny. So then around 24th of January, after 10 days, one girl came, you know. So I was telling her the same thing, you know. So she told me, don't worry, this is a country. So next day she brought another girl with her. And this girl was talking to me and she said, you know what, I being a girl, I think I can fight the whole world, you know, and you being a man, and that too from a looks like a very educated man, why can't you stand? Because, you know, this is United States of America, and everybody has a right, you know, to get paid, you know, and nobody works 6 days or 7 days, 12 hours, there's a labor law. Come over to my house, I live in Lincoln Park West, right across a second city, and then I will do something. So I went to her house. And immediately she told me that, you know, this is, I'm going to Harvard now also. And then I am also substituting myself, you know, with Marshall Fields. And I have already finished my graduation from University of Michigan and Carleton. And I'm going for a Spanish thing. So here is your thing, you know, take this $20 and get the thing, you know, and I'm going to take you to Marshall Field, buy the suit, you know, and go and get a nice interview. So I went there, you know, to 105 West Adams Street, and I got a job, you know. Immediately after that, I came to her, and I told her, I said, Connie, you are one of the best persons I have seen, you know. Can we be friends, you know? She said, no, I don't believe in dating, you know, because my mother is after my blood, you know. I only want somebody who is a brainy, you know, and who will give me a lifetime commitment. Mm. I said, well, I am there. Immediately after that, we went to blood test in Skokie and then immediately we went bought the rings, you know, and we got married, you know.
Wow.
So the ticket, you know, which we had, you know, for the going back to India, that has to be destroyed, you know. There was no refund on that.
Let me stop you for a second and tell us about what was your wedding day like?
Wedding day was like basically we were walking, you know, from Old Well Street. And, you know, she came to the, we walked, you know, actually. We walked all the way from Old Fell Street, all the way up to the court, you know. There was a local court, I think, in between, during that time. I think on LaSalle, not LaSalle, I think further from, towards the downtown Chicago. I don't remember, but I remember, you know, it took us about 20 minutes, you know. Because Connie was very fond of walking. And, I was also very fond of walking because I never had any car in any case. But Connie had a car. The reason she did not take it, you know, because on Lincoln Park West, the parking was a problem, you know.
Yeah.
So then we went there and it was exactly 4:40. Then the judge said to us, then, oh, Mr. Berry, oh my God, you lovebirds had to come so late, you know. So I said, well, sir. So then he laughed and he said, you know what? When did you come from India? I said, last week. He said, I have never seen anything like that happening, you know. I hope you people will be happy, you know. So I said yes. And then that was it.
And
Let me ask you a question.
Obviously, it's awesome. The wedding day story is awesome. You were married for 41 years. Describe Connie for us. What was she like? What kind of person was she?
Oh, my God. She was the power, you know. She was very beautiful, both externally, both internally. She was a light in my life, you know. She immediately started telling me, "Listen, Pradeep, this is not India. The culture is very different, you know. Here, the number one thing you will have to take care, you know, that whole chemistry basically goes in this country, education plus your clothing, plus your personality development, you know, plus you also, you are a very serious person. You have to have a sense of humor. You must, when you talk to people, you must laugh. And people are serious people, don't body like, because people over here, they are very friendly. They want happy people, you know. They don't want serious people. And same thing, you know, you are telling me that you can sing a song, you know. She said, yes, you have a beautiful voice, but don't sing anything like a sad, sour song. And then she also told me that do not reveal your secrets about salary and every single thing. And don't start sending any money to India, because you need money for yourself, you know. And I think right now, basically, we are married, you know, and we should not immediately go, because, you know, I think it is better for us and for you to make some money, you know, save it, you know. And then after a couple of years, you know, when we go to India, you will be delighted, you know. So I said, okay. So I said, when should we go? She said, I can only go in summer, because I have a teaching affiliation, you know, and then, but I am going to take you to Spain, you know, because I have to teach there in Spain. And can you ask your client company to see if they can give you time off, you know? I say, no, we have an office in Spain, you know. So the company I worked for was Walter Heller and Company, and that become Heller International. And we were bought by the Fuji Bank.
Wow.
So then we had a lot of leverage, you know, and immediately, because I consider her like a Lakshmi, you know. And Connie told me, she said, Pradeep, if you work hard, maybe you should ask for the more raise, you know. So when I, after 3 months, my employer, you know, his name was Pat Mulcahy, and he told me, he gave me 20% increase, you know, because of my performance. And
wow.
I was so happy. And then they told me that, you know, now you have completed, you are confirmed, you know. And then immediately I was promoted, and Connie was very happy. And now she told me, she said, Pradeep, I think it is time that we should start moving for the house, you know. So then we started looking for the house. We were married, you know. And finally, Connie, you know, we went to Glenview. We went to other places. So finally, she decided, you know, and you know, she decided to buy the house, you know. After that, she told her brother Michael Fuller and Sue Fuller, you know, because her name was Constance N. Fuller. Then immediately she changed the name Constance N. Berry. And then she told me, Pradeep, do you mind if I keep my Constance N. Fuller Berry? I said, well, it is up to you. If she said, well, let me take it out, you know, for the some time, you know, then later on I will think. So then later on, when she told her mother, then mother had called her me in the restaurant, you know. I was still there for some time. So she told me, her father told me, he said, you know, Pradeep, I don't know. Some of the other, you know, Connie told me something about you, but we did not know this thing that you're going to get married. You should have taken at least permission from us, you know. I said, sir, I'm very sorry. And her mother told me, she said, Pradeep, what right you had to marry my daughter? She said, do you know this thing that I never wanted you to marry my daughter? Because how do I know this thing that you are anything like that, you know? So I said, listen, you know, I'm very educated.
Connie Berry, thank you so much for joining us. I want to stop you right there because I want people to pick up your book, and you can pick it up wherever great books are sold, Lit Fire, etc. And again, the book is called My Connie. Pradeep Berry, we wish you the very, very best with your cherished memories of Connie and, of course, with the book as well.
I go out every night and see. People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Boy, anytime I can talk about music, and anytime I can talk about music that was some of the great music, I'm all about it here on this show, as many of you know. Really pleased to be joined by Christopher Hill. He's written a book about rock and roll music in lots of different very famous publications, including Record Magazine, Spin, Downbeat, Deep Roots Magazine. I could go through everything, and it would take up this entire interview, so I don't want to do that. But he's also written a book called Into the Mystic, The Visionary and Ecstatic Roots of the 1960s Rock and Roll. Christopher, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
What is it about the 60s? I love the title, Into the Mystic. You know, when I think of mystic and I think of 60s, they kind of go together, especially music-wise, because there was a huge transition then, right? A big transformation when it comes to music at that time period.
Yeah, there was. And the word mystic is, of course, appropriate to it because for a while there, between, you know, some point in the early 60s and the end of the decade, many of these bands kind of moved away from the sort of basic rhythm and blues or soul music that they had been interested in playing before and began to get a little weird. And they began to experiment with different types of instrumentation, different types of ideas, and they began to think about different states of consciousness, you know, because they were, among other things they were experimenting with, psychedelic drugs at the time, too. So a lot of the sound and the subject matter became a lot more varied, a lot more interesting, and a lot of it had to do with the kind of concerns that people would call mystical or spiritual.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what felt really like I was in the middle of the 60s is the first time I went to Haight-Ashbury, and you talk about it in your book, The Acid Culture and the Culture of Hate. Of course, the Dead were probably the most famous, and you say this in your book, the most famous proponents, and gave the heirs of their mainline Protestantism an injection of inferiority like they hadn't had since the Romantic era. Wow, explain that. I love the way you put that.
Well, what I mean is that starting in the Haight-Ashbury district in California and in other neighborhoods, you know, urban neighborhoods around the world that were kind of similar to it, they began to experiment with different states of consciousness. Once again, a lot of this via the help that they got from psychedelic drugs like LSD and smoking a lot of marijuana. But what happened is that this idea of there being other states of consciousness other than the ordinary day-to-day normal one that we all use to get through the day, this became an idea that spread even without the use of these substances. People across America and really across the world began to be intrigued with the idea that there were many, many modes of consciousness and many perceptions that were blocked off to them in their ordinary daily consciousness. And I think that's the message that was the culture of the hate that I refer to. And I think that became sort of, I think that did affect sort of the consciousness of the whole world in a way.
So do you think that because of the nature of some of the music, like the Dead's the great example, is that why there's this nostalgia always to harken back to it, even for some younger people who aren't aware of some of the deep roots of what went on in the 60s and again, that transformation? I think there's an interest there. We're seeing college courses on it, et cetera. Do you think that's why?
Yeah, anybody who maybe just old enough to have experienced a bit of this firsthand will typically have the experience of a younger person saying to them something like, boy, I was born too late, or I wish I had been born back then. And, you know, granted, looking back, it all looks like sort of one huge party, which in a sense it was. But it was also, like I said, there was also some really serious thought about, you know, what's the nature of human consciousness and can we work with it in a way that would just tend to make more people more fulfilled and more happy. And the Dead certainly had that ethos. You know, that was the point of what they were doing. You know, they started out being sort of the house band for Ken Kesey's Acid Tests back in like 65 and 66. But eventually they came into their own. And the story of their following of the Deadheads is, you know, that's when you talk about younger people who probably weren't there the first time around, who want to participate somehow in the mystique of that era, the Deadheads are probably the classical case.
Boy, yeah, isn't that the truth. If you were to even compare a group today or a sound today, is there anyone that equals that you can think of off the top of your head?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll give a plug for a band I really like. The band that gives me the most pleasure of anyone making music right now is a band from the north of England, from Yorkshire, called Trembling Bells. Mm. And I recommend you all to go on YouTube and check it out, especially a song called Just as the Rainbow. Boy, I tell you, I get the same kind of chills from that you can get from like hearing Gracie Slick with the Jefferson Airplane. They have a wonderful female lead singer, a very big, powerful voice, And it's a little bit folk rocky, and it draws a little bit on the on English and Celtic stuff, but it's, I find it very accessible, and it rocks, and I would like to see more people enjoy their music.
Boy, no kidding. I love that sentiment. What was it like for you pulling this all together? Because it seems like, in reading it, it feels like it's so your passion. Was it hard to pull this all together? I mean, you're a prolific writer, but in trying to take this kind of a theme and really nail it, which I think you did, how tough was that?
Well, it just kind of, you know, you say pulling it all together, it kind of fell together in a way that felt kind of natural, and which confirmed me in my hope that I was on to a true theme, a true topic here. Of course, I had been listening to this music most all of my life, so you could say the research went on for many decades. But as I started writing it, I had sort of an inkling of an idea what this is going to be about. But you often find, as you're working on something, as you're writing on something, that you really only find out what it's about after you've been writing for a while. And that definitely emerged from this, and I think I managed to find a theme that sort of runs through all of these very, very different kinds of musicians.
Yeah, and as somebody who lived through that, what was that like?
Well, it was great. I mean, I didn't run off to the hate or anything like that. You know, I was just out there in the Chicago suburbs, you know, in middle America. But you really, the one of the fun things at the time was that you really felt like with each new album that came out from any of these musicians, any of your favorite musicians, that you were really getting sort of like a message from headquarters about what was happening in the country and various responses you might have to it. It's kind of like, you know, the French Resistance before D-Day picking up these secret messages on the radio telling them to go blow up the railroad tracks and things like that. But anyway, it was that was lots of fun because it had sort of the fun of being in a secret society, and then the importance we accorded to that music was, you know, as high as we could have accorded to any kind of art form, any novels or movies or anything like that. It was really when a new Stones album came out that was. You know, that was the big deal at the moment, and everybody would be listening to it, and every party you went to would be playing it.
Oh, I love it. Perfect place to end this. Pick up the book, Christopher Hill, Good Stuff, Into the Mystic. Love it. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.